Hello and welcome to Sound Stories. Today on episode one, my guest is Cassandra Carson from the band Paralandra. Cassandra described Paralandra as a overall band.
So we're a four-piece hard rock band from Springfield, Missouri. And we began in 2013, whenever my dad and I decided to start performing some of the songs we had been writing together. And, you know, one show turned into two shows, turned into a decade later, we're touring full time, and this is what I do with my life.
When did you start playing? How old were you?
I started playing guitar when I was 10. I got my first guitar when I was 11. So that's really
what,
when it
what
picked
was
up.
That guitar? What type of guitar was it?
It's a Greg Bennett Malibu.
Wow.
They're made by Samick. And it's like a three-quarters guitar, but gold finish and super cool. I still have it hanging in my room. And it's one of those special guitars. Sometimes you get a cheap guitar or whatever off the shelf.
Yeah.
But there's something special about it. It just like rings really nicely. And this one was one of those special ones. So I still like to keep it around.
Nice. And then what about, how'd you get involved with, how did your dad come into the picture and do the band?
It was really serendipitous. I mean, like we weren't really trying to start a band per se. I mean, it was something that I enjoyed doing. I liked being in bands. My dad has always been in bands, so it's something I've been around my whole life. But I think it was around, I was like, you know, 18 years old or something like that, and had been in a couple cover bands with my friends and stuff. And through those experiences, I was just like, man, I wish I could just be in a band with my dad. Like, things would be so much easier. And like, you know, we had been writing songs just for a little bit. And so we just, you know, decided, like, why don't we play a gig? So we did. And it was really fun, and people enjoyed our music, and we had fun, you know, covering songs that we always wanted to cover. And so it was really all just like for fun.
Yeah.
And just out of our own enjoyment.
And where did you guys grow up? Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Springfield, Missouri, born and raised. I still live here.
Nice.
My dad is from Memphis originally, but he's kind of lived everywhere for a little bit. He lived in Albuquerque for a while, and Arkansas, and anyway, a few places.
Yeah.
But this has really been our home base for all of my life.
How did you find everyone in the band?
Well, Sire and Dakota were actually in another band in Springfield at the time that my dad and I started doing, you know, Paralandra shows. And actually, I think our first club show ever, which was maybe our third show total, was with them, and they were in a band called Crowning Alice, and it was very similar musically to us. They were probably a little bit heavier, but man, like, I still remember me and my dad watching them, and like watching Dakota play drums and watching Sawyer play bass, especially because he had like this huge mohawk, like, and he was just headbanging all over the place. We were like, what if we had those guys in our band? Like, that would be so sick. So it was really just like kind of a pipe dream. But you know, life just kind of takes you on a journey, and you know, we found ourselves needing a new bass player and then needing a new drummer. And you know, these were relationships that we were just building over our lives anyways, just as friends and, you know, as people that we share the stage with every once in a while. And now we get to do it together. So yeah, it's just great.
And like, you just started a tour, right? Am I correct?
We've been touring since 2017.
No, but just recently for this year.
Oh, yeah. We've had two tours so far this year. There was the Winter Heat Tour in January, and that took us down to Florida. We got to do Rock Island for a week, and that was awesome. Some of the greatest experiences down there, and got to play some shows to and from that festival. And then we got to do our Midwest Monsters tour with a couple of our really great friends just here locally in Missouri. And so we got to go play some of our favorite hometown venues and play for some of our just local fans. And then now we're getting ready to embark on the rest of the full like Body Electric tour.
Nice.
And like Paralantra is literally hitting, I think, every inch of the United States this year.
Wow. Like, are you doing all of North America? Are you going to Canada?
Oh, man, no Canada. I wish we were going to Canada. But just the States and more dates being added, you know, every day. But currently, yeah, we're going to be going, you know, East Coast, West Coast. We're doing Midwest. We're going to head back down to Florida. Yeah. And
just
we're doing some Southern dates. Yeah. So we just never stop booking ever. So it's hard to even have a normal like tour schedule posted anywhere. Cause I'm like, it's going to be outdated. Like
you're living on the bus basically is your home.
Yeah. I mean, pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah.
As of right now, I've got a few weeks off at home. So at least, you know, I've got a little bit of calm before the storm.
Right. And then but, yeah. Did you have a new song come out?
Yeah, so we had our whole album come out just 2 weeks ago, and so we've been pumping that up. We've had three singles released before that, and we're getting ready to promote another single with another music video come within the next month or so. But yeah, like you said, no end in sight.
I appreciate it, Cassandra, and then I think that's all I have. I just wanted to touch base and introduce you guys. And
cool. Well, yeah. I appreciate you having me, and thanks for spreading the word. Hopefully there's some new Paralandra listeners out there.
Absolutely. Appreciate your time. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye. Bye.